This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amir is kind of furry. He's a chipmunk. Jake is kind of flirty. He's such a hunk. I might give you advice.
It stopped.
Yeah.
All right, starting over.
Amir is kind of furry. He's a chipmunk. Jake is kind of flirty. He's such a hunk. I might give you advice, but it won't be right if I were you.
Nice.
Savage.
Awesome. DuckTales.
That was actually written by Fred Savage.
No way.
Yeah. How cool
Isn't
is that?
He canceled or something?
Fred? No, I don't think so.
I think.
Maybe it was written by Ben then.
Ben might be fine, but I also don't know which one is which exactly.
Yeah, Fred was from Wonder Years, and okay. Ben is from Boy Meets World. Yeah.
Cool. Love it.
Either way, they're absolutely... No, they were in a commercial recently. How canceled can you be if you're in an ad?
I don't know. I don't... These days, who fucking knows?
I like that. That was actually neither Fred nor Ben. It was a prolific theme writer of ours.
Justin Goncalves?
Close. Dear Lincoln.
Dear Lincoln. All right.
DuckTales parody. In honor of Ben Schwartz, because he plays Dewey in the cartoon.
So
this is his submission 9 or 10, and you can always plug his band Dear Lincoln on Spotify or at dearlincoln.com.
Very cool. You know, I dropped my phone in the toilet right before recording today.
No, I didn't know that.
I've never done that before. Have you ever dropped your phone in the toilet?
I don't think so. Like, yeah. Was it in your pocket?
No, it was in my hand.
So you were peeing over the toilet or?
Yeah, I was peeing. I washed my hands. I was looking at my phone. I turned to wipe my hands with the towel.
Yeah.
And it just kind of flew out of my hand.
Uh-huh.
The toilet was mid-flush. Or maybe, yeah, that's, I think I was peeing. I flushed the toilet and it fell out of my hands then. So it was just pee. And it was in the act of flushing.
I see. So pee and water. Sorry if you hear a leaf blower. The gardeners like to come as soon as we hit record. So they we're sort of waiting. Looks like he's recording leaf blower now, ideally.
Right. Your gardeners all work for Earwolf.
Yeah. It's so funny.
They're trying to sabotage.
It's a sabotage / hit job, and I guess they're reading our texts because we started a little early today to avoid them, but then they're like, all right, run. They're starting
right
now.
Right, hurry.
So despite all that, PP and the flush with the
phone. So it's a rinse, yeah. I think the PP was mostly down the potty when this had happened, but the bowl was refilling, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal. It's
and tomorrow I think it's, you leave for Europe, right?
Day after tomorrow. Day after tomorrow. So phone is fine. Like it is waterproof.
Yeah, that's true. Do you got to do the rice thing anymore, or that's not a thing anymore?
No, I rinsed it off. I rinsed it. And I don't know that there's anything else I can do. I guess I'll use a disinfectant wipe on it, of which we have some. So
you might as well do the rice thing just in case.
Just in case. Why? It's already, like, it still works. It's perfectly fine.
I know, but it's nice.
They're fully waterproofed.
The rice thing is a good hack, and it's nice to have it that way.
Right. And then if I wanted any piss rice, I could have that for dinner.
Yeah.
Because all of the piss will go off the phone and into the rice.
Yeah.
And then I could make the piss rice. Sushi.
Yeah. So piss in the pot, two parts piss, one part rice.
Rice.
One part phone. So it's this all yellow.
All parts nice.
Did I mention it's an Android? All right, so thank you to Dear Lincoln. I guess his real name is Nathan Thompson. I had no idea.
Oh, NT, respect.
Do you want to talk about your song?
I would love to. I'd love to. It's okay. I mean, it's not ready to it's near ready to debut, so I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
Like, I will say that a few weeks ago, we had a gentleman named Gareth wrote a theme song for us. I believe I mentioned that I was down to write lyrics if Gareth would write do everything else.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy style. Yeah. And we chatted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I wrote lyrics for a song.
Yeah. Not even funny lyrics, right? Real punk lyrics.
Yeah. I think there's a couple small little jokes in there, but mostly it's an earnest punk song as if I were in high school.
Yeah. And a sincere attempt.
Yeah. And he knocked it out of the park. We've been going back and forth the last week, making some final tweaks, but it's ready to premiere next week.
Wow.
The big thing that I'm trying to figure out is getting how it on to Spotify.
Drop it. Yeah. How do you drop? Have you thought about tweeting for the first time in a while? And if it blows up, you'd be like, all right, I'm dropping my SoundCloud link. Here's the SoundCloud.
So I guess, it like, could break the internet with the Schwimmer's Ear tweet.
And then
it is time. And when it goes viral, inevitably, I subtweet that and I say, here's my new,
link.
Me and my band just dropped this song.
That's cool. And then the band is, do you have a name yet? Or is that also part of a secret?
The name right now, I'm sort of still working through if I want this to be the band name or the album name. But I forget exactly how it came up, but it came up as we were DMing. I think, because I like told him a song I wanted it to sound like, and he was listening to it or something, and it was on shuffle. So we called it Fate on Shuffle. Is the name of either the album or the band.
Fate on Shuffle.
Fate on Shuffle. And it is on fleek. And the bathroom is on suite.
Is that a parody or play on any phrase or anything like that?
No, it's just kind of like a turn of phrase that it's old and new. It blends two moments.
Yeah, it sounds like
moments.
I've heard it before, but I haven't.
Yeah, which I guess maybe makes it perfect.
Yeah,
Fate on Shuffle. Yeah. It's all words that we all know.
Yeah. It's like random destiny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do you like that for the album or the band?
Random Destiny is actually pretty cool.
Random Destiny is not bad.
Band. Yeah. Random Destiny's
reason,
Child.
That's cool. You should start a rival band because I think that's how we should have a beef. We should absolutely have a beef and one of us should get murdered. And that's how we'll really go viral.
I'll use Gareth as well. So it's kind of confusing. Yeah. You're saying like you don't know whether to use it as a band or a album title?
Or the name of the album. But I know that we, like, you and I have specifically talked multiple times on this show about, like, what would be a good band name. So I kind of want to use one of those, but I can't remember any of them off the top of my head.
Yeah, neither can I. I'm sure some super fans out there remember.
Yeah, so I'll dust off my Twitter for this drop, and someone should tweet at me and let me know what bands we've said are what band names we like.
And then it's only a matter of time before we actually hear the song.
Yeah. I mean, if we record again before I leave for Europe, I think I can debut it basically then.
Whoa.
Yeah. Imminent. In which case this band name thing will be completely obsolete, but that's okay.
Have you heard the new Drake album? Didn't he just release / drop an album?
Yeah, I have not heard it yet. But I've heard that it's like, it's a very different genre than Drake usually does. So I don't know if I'll like it. It's like house.
It's cowboy music. It's sort of, it's yeah, all two-step. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's Cotton Eye Joe.
It's line dancing.
Yeah. Meets the Macarena.
But yeah, I signed up for, I had to sign up for like a distribution thing to put it on Spotify.
Oh, wow. Soon you'll be like an artist that gets shit on by Spotify. You could start complaining about like the money.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, but until then, I guess we're still podcasters. This is If I Were You, right. The only advice pod on the web, hosted by me. I'm Amir.
I'm Fate on Shuffle. Just testing it out. It felt right.
You are the Fate on Shuffle. Just
I'm
you.
One half of Fate on Shuffle.
Okay. All right, here's
me and G Money.
A question from a 21-year-old. 21-year-old girl, actually.
Very nice.
We'll call her Visa.
Oh, why?
Named after her favorite credit card.
That's cool.
I'm a 21-year-old girl, and I found myself in a sticky situation. I was going to the beach with my boyfriend and our best friend. My boyfriend was driving, I was sitting shotgun, and our friend was in the backseat. So every now and again, I'd turn and talk to him directly. He was wearing a swimsuit and was sitting with his legs crossed. And a few times I turned around, I inadvertently caught glimpse of his right ball. He's going through a tough breakup right now, so he's not doing great emotionally. So my question is, should I tell him I saw his ball at the risk of embarrassing both of us? Should I tell my boyfriend I saw our friend's ball? Or should I just off myself in a Starbucks? Help, yes. I have two cats named Jake and Amir.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I want to see the cats.
Yeah, me too. Love that. I wonder if anybody else has two animals named after us. That's pretty tight.
It seems like a cat thing. You can't really go full dog with Jake and Amir, but cats, name them whatever the fuck you want. Do cats know their own names?
I don't know.
I've never heard someone call a cat and the cat comes over.
I've seen that before, but you know, who knows if the cat is like responding to its name or the voice or the tone that like is associates.
Just like a noise. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if dogs know their own names.
Interesting. I'll test it out by changing Luke's name to Jake or Amir.
Yeah. I bet he'll come no matter what.
Jake. Yeah. Sounds close enough.
Duke. You could start calling him Duke.
Yeah, I think what my mom accidentally calls him.
You shouldn't tell this guy you saw. What good would come of it?
It's just so that she gets it off her chest. Like, I saw your ball and it's just eating me alive that you don't know that.
I don't even know what like the harm in having have seen it by accident really is. It's not like you didn't cheat on anyone. It's not like looking at someone's nut by accident makes you an adulterer.
No, it does
so
not.
So there's not really... There's not really a reason to tell him unless you think he would think it was funny, which it sounds like it would be awkward, at least judging by the way you're talking about bringing it up.
Yeah. The fact that she knows the specific...
that it was right?
Yeah, that means that she's like kind of into the idea of the ball.
Mm. Interesting.
It's like it was a right ball. So it's like, that means she knows more than just like, oh, I accidentally caught a glimpse, you know?
Yeah, right.
So if you do say something, which I don't necessarily think you should, I don't think you should specify the right ball.
I saw your nut, and then they'll be like, which one? And then you'll be like, how the hell should I know?
It was the right ball. Oh, from New Kids on the Block, yeah.
Yeah. You could probably bring this up in a couple of years. I think then it would be funny.
Oh,
he's not
good.
Going over the breakup. It's like, oh, you know, I saw your ball once, and then everybody would laugh about it. But if it comes out as a confession, I feel like everybody else would be uncomfortable.
Yeah. I can also see the boyfriend just pinning the fucking best friend against the wall by his neck.
Yeah.
What did she say? What did she say? I don't fucking know, man. Like,
why'd you flash my girlfriend your nut?
That's like when you punch the wall next to him, you know? Like, I'm fucking crazy.
You're tough. You're
really?
Yeah. Like, you're oh my God. Dude. When did you get so tough? Like, fucking do the choke a guy out thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can watch this on YouTube. Like, I should say it's like we're recording the Zoom.
But Amir, this I want everyone that's watching at home to just like see your tough guy. Like, so imagine, this dude. Whoa, he showed your girlfriend his ball.
Well, now, she accidentally saw.
She accidentally saw it, and then what? Yeah, so you like have a bang bang, and it's good to bare your gums and your teeth like that a little bit.
That actually kind of
like
hurt.
Animal instinct.
Because I was like, like that. And I like felt it all through.
Your eyes are watering. You're not crying, are you?
The dude's fucking fighting back. Oh, now I'm like, I'm getting all stiff. Fuck me.
What happened?
I think he would like put like a kerth on me or something.
Is your tongue swelling up?
I honestly think
I'm allergic. Are you allergic to drywall?
I'm more allergic to being tough. I'm having a reaction. Whew. All right, I'm back. Right, don't say anything about the ball.
I think you don't have to. I don't think it's a confession-worthy thing. No crime was committed.
Correct. All right, let's take a break. Thanks some sponsors. Come back and answer more questions after these massages.
Yeah.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than 5. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
I don't. Do you?
How's this one? And actually, you can try it on for size.
Okay.
Bring your favorite pillow with you when you travel.
No way. Absolutely not. No fucking chance.
Let me try to sell it to you.
No.
Yeah, how often do you find yourself in an Airbnb / cabin / hotel and it just feels something is not quite right? I would say that a pillow in your luggage is more important than an extra sweatshirt or two, a jacket perhaps. You can always deal with that when you get there. If you have the pillow that you know and love with you at all times, you can enjoy that vacation like it is your comfortable bed at home that you've tailor-made to your specific situation.
I will give you...
Whoa.
Depending on the type of trip you're taking, if you're throwing a bag in the car, and if you're staying somewhere for, you know, a long time, then that makes sense. Maybe if you're taking a flight and you're checking a bag and you're going to stay in one hotel or Airbnb or friend's house for an extended stay.
Yeah.
The way I travel, which is usually carry on 1 to 2 nights. I'm not bringing a pillow. That's that's a little absurd. It takes up a lot more space than just a sweatshirt or a jacket.
Yeah.
That's maybe instead of bringing like
thick. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're going somewhere where you feel like you need a parka and you go parka or pillow, then I would highly recommend the parka because that sounds like you'll need the jacket more so than the pillow.
Yeah, so you're sort of freezing on the day, but when you put your head down to rest, it's that perfect height.
Yeah. If you really need that pillow, I would honestly order the pillow to the place where you're staying, sleep on it for 2 nights, and then return it if it be like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The amount of space... The work for the return on that, I can sleep anywhere. And I think most people can find a way to sleep. It's not the pillow. It's not all the pillow.
It's not all the pillow. No, but sometimes the pillows are really flat and bad. And it's like, now my neck hurts and I'm hurting for the rest of the trip.
It's not ideal when you go somewhere that has a bad pillow situation. But I think that like it's rare enough that it's going to be so abysmal that you can't sleep that it's not worth traveling everywhere with your pillow.
Well,
to combat the few instances where you
I was searching for, I think you reviewed pillows, right? So
we did, yeah.
Are you still using that specific, like, Tempur-Pedic memory foam one?
I'm actually not using that anymore because I am no longer dealing with, like, any kind of stiff neck pain, I think, due to a better diet and exercise regimen.
Yeah. So that's not necessarily as necessary for you.
Not but anymore.
The pillow that I got, not that this should be a pillow ad, but I won't even
my
mention
pillow,
it just so
right?
people, yeah.
It's my pillow, just because you like that guy's politics.
It's an alt-right pillow manufacturer. I think it's like a Sealy brand pillow with those, like, it almost looks like the things that you pop underneath. So it's like a memory foam cooling,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah. That might be the same one that we got. Is it the cool pillow?
Yeah,
it basically always keeps that pillow a little cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the exact same one.
I mean, if you got that guy in your Airbnb, you're just sort of, you know, upping the ante a little bit on your casual trip. Maybe it is more
by the way, that pillow doesn't even compress enough to put that into a small bag.
It's like, a dense really rectangle.
You'd have to mostly bring just the pillow and then you'd have to bring an extra bag.
So if you're traveling somewhere by car, you could throw in a pillow.
Yeah, yeah. You could also get an oversized backpack specifically for the pillow and just keep everything else in the carry-on.
Turn the pillow into a bag. Bag the pillow.
Like Halloween, yeah.
Yeah. So you turn the entire pillow case with the pillow.
Do you think you need that pillow? Do you need that pillow to sleep?
If the pillows where I'm headed are bad... then it's not a good situation for me. One is too little, two is too much. I oftentimes wish that I just brought that pillow.
I've got a lot of leeway on which pillows I like, but if it's overstuffed, I can't handle an overstuffed pillow.
No, God, no. Nor should you.
No, yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Overstuffed and underdelivered. All right, so that's my unsolicited. Consider bringing the pillow. Last year, I would never bring my pillow anywhere.
And this year,
consider bringing it. I brought it on like a glamping trip. I'm like, I don't want to deal with whatever standardized pillow they have.
Well, yeah, glamping I can picture wanting to bring your bedding because sleeping outside is a little less comfortable. I usually would trust I definitely always trust the hotel, and I would typically trust the Airbnb.
I guess it was more of like a semi-cabin situation.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, here's a question from a dude who has an ex.
All right.
Hey, guys, we'll call this guy Max, as in American Express. So short for his favorite credit card.
Credit card. Yeah.
Yeah. Love you both. I'm just thinking about that kind of stuff because I have a lot of unpaid debt.
Debt. Yeah.
Yeah. I recently broke up with my ex because college ended and we both went to different cities. I still really love her and we still talked, but I recently started making thirst trap TikToks. After one of them went mini viral, I noticed she blocked my number, my Instagram, and all of her friends unfollowed me. Here's the video. The video is just to like set the song to your last four pictures, and it's him like, you know, doing a zip line, him shirtless with abs, him like at the beach doing something cool.
Send
thirst
it to me.
Trap TikTok. And it went viral.
Viral?
So, yeah, I guess a bunch of people watched it, complimented this guy, and I sent it to you in the chat.
Okay, let me see this.
How do I get her to like me again? I want to be on good terms with her because I care about her, but I don't feel like I have to stop making thirst traps. I'm in a pickle. Once again, love you guys. Any advice would be awesome. This is almost like a new way of hitting the dating scene. Like, you don't have to download an app anymore. You could just make a thirst trap video, and if you're hot enough, it'll go viral on TikTok. TikTok.
Yeah.
Ostensibly turning TikTok into a dating app.
Dude is definitely pretty
shredded.
Shredded, yeah.
He's absolutely shredded.
And he's... Yeah, the his fashion really on point.
He's a hot, really, he's a hot shredded man who's sort of getting hot shredded fans.
Mm-hmm. Damn! Wow, that ab definition is really incredible.
What are you thinking? For the
curious, what your core routine is?
I was asking,
and
about
I'm wondering. excuse me, because I'm wondering if you're doing, you know, the crunches, the V-up, the jackknife, the Russian twist, or if you're doing more weighted stuff, the halo, the leg raises from like hanging or something. I just need to know what's the cardio.
Yeah.
Because to have that
he probably
much
just,
definition and
mass.
Yeah,
it seems like he has 0% body fat. He's just like
I'm wondering how he got that because I'm trying to
between
finish.
Metabolism.
I'm trying
and
to finish
cutting
here.
Out any carbs. He probably
I'm
doesn't
trying
eat
to say,
anything.
I look like shit compared to him. Okay,
blink.
And I'm wondering if I can finish.
You're enraged.
How to become? I'm not mad. I'm disappointed in myself, and I'm pissed at you.
Why? The hell did I do?
You won't let me get a word in edgewise.
Yes, I am. I let you go on for too long. If anything. Should he have to apologize to this girl for posting a thirsty trap?
No, I think that you just recognize that this is all running its due course. You were in a relationship, you graduated, you broke up, you moved to different cities, and then you posted something on TikTok that gave you a lot of new fans and new people who are interested in you and kind of alienated someone you had broken up with and their friends. Which is perfectly fine. This is nature running its course.
Maybe it was expedited by the video, but at a certain point, you do stop following your friends' ex or vice versa.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, if anything, it's a badge of honor that you looked so hot and they got so jealous that they needed to unfollow you. The video doesn't, I don't think that you, it wasn't so egregious that somebody should be like, this guy is a douche. In the beginning of it, he's got like the low angle on the chin. He doesn't look that good. Maybe that's why it went viral.
Oh, and interesting. Then, and then it's like, oh, wow, low angle. This guy's normal. Holy shit, he's actually shredded.
Really hot. Yeah. So maybe that's it. But I think that it's like basically that juxtaposition made it just funny enough that it's not like pure douchebag thirst trap, which is perfect.
I noticed you haven't really posted anything since your surfing day.
Yeah, since I know. Well, here's what happened. I've done two surfing trips where I took some videos, but I leave the phone. Yeah, it doesn't come out with me. Well, now that I've pissed on it and I know it's waterproof, maybe I'll bring it out onto the into the ocean next time.
Yeah.
But the videos that cut together from that, it just looks like here you are in the car, here you are at the beach, here you are hosing off your wetsuit, and it doesn't look like I went surfing.
Right. I think you're focusing too much on that specific TikTok. Like, there's other stuff you can post. Right. There's other content to be had.
Yeah.
You're getting
hung
up.
And I went on a long bike ride solo dolo last week, and I should have taken some videos, and I didn't. It's harder to remember to take video.
What about everything that you described, the surfing one, and then it's like for the surfing one, you take like an iPhone video of you like recording a YouTube of the world's largest wave.
Oh,
so
that's
sort
funny.
Of like, yeah, it's sort of like a goof a little bit. Like, whoa, look what I did. But it's like you can see the tabs at the top of the screen. So you're
that's
not really
fun.
Fooling anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So I search like Andrew like Cotty Nazare.
Yeah. And it's a placeholder image of sorts.
That's nice. I like that.
Thanks. Let me know if you end up posting it. I'll like it.
Well, now I can't really post anything until I have like the 8-pack abs like this dude did.
No,
I mean,
don't
to
wait
have
for
that. Would be
you don't
hard
need to
not
post the
post
trap.
And I would be tagging my exes so they would unfollow me.
Do they even follow you on TikTok?
I don't think they know that I have a TikTok, so I'd have to follow them, ask them to follow me, and then start tagging them and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take another break, thank another sponsor, and come back with more questions after these.
Yes.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question. A 24-year-old from Texas.
Ooh.
What do you think we should call this master?
Card.
Oh, card. Yeah. MasterCard.
Right. Named after his
favorite
shit, card. Calling me again.
Yeah. I saw somebody in a wind jacket in your hall.
Yeah, they're fucking ganking my shit, but nothing's even worth close to what I owe. Great, you have a TV. That's not 80K.
Yeah. Oh, there they go with the diamond bracelet.
That one's worth a lot. God damn it. All right, 24-year-old from Texas. I'm taking a few semesters off college to save some dough and pay off some debt. Here you go.
All right, good stuff.
He's doing it the right way. Here's my question. I go to Walmart like every day to get a drink, lunch, etc. And lately, when I've been going, one of the greeters has caught my eye. I've developed what you would call a major crush on this cutie. Very Here's nice. My problem. Under any other circumstances, I feel like making a move would be chill. But since I go to this Walmart every day, I would hate to make her feel weird as hell at work, especially because I go to this damn Walmart every motherfucking day. Again, I live in a small town, so Walmart is like one of the places that people go here when they just want to leave the house because there's not shit to do in this town. I'd hate to blow it and be forced to exile myself from this wonderful super center. Ooh, a super center. At the same time, I really feel like this Walmart cutie is in my lane, looks/hotness-wise. What should I do? Help.
I feel like if you've put this much thought into it, it makes you better than most guys who have like asked her out kind of immediately, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy that this is, I mean, you really can't get everything at Walmart, I guess. Between a date, they probably have chips, gasoline, furniture.
Yeah. True love.
Have you been
amazing?
Have you been to a Walmart? Like
a dongle in love. Yeah, I've been to a Walmart.
They're fucking,
what do you mean, recently?
Yeah, just like, because I know there's not any in New York or LA, right? They're sort of bigger in the middle of America.
Oh, I guess maybe so. I mean, there's like a Walmart in my hometown. I've definitely been there relatively recently. I feel like whenever I'm like, yeah, when I'm like traveling, we buy a grocery somewhere, you know, stay in an Airbnb, there'll be a Walmart nearby.
Yeah. So this is such a small town that the Walmart's like the biggest, most like prevalent thing. Everybody goes there. Mm-hmm. Everybody does that. Everybody knows somebody there.
That's right.
Do you want to risk that if it's the main drag?
Right. I think so.
Okay.
I think it depends. I mean, it depends on how you approach this. I think if you live in a small town, Walmart's the only thing. This is, you don't have a ton of opportunities to meet people. Mm-hmm. I think if you behave in a normal fashion and if you get rejected, you take it well and it's normal, then you haven't like blown ever going to the Walmart. You're just a guy that's going to the Walmart where somebody said that they didn't want to go out with you, but that's all part of the game.
I also wonder if there's conversation to be had that's not asking her out. Like, you know, dip your toes into discussing having light conversation with this person.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I wouldn't go from zero to, will you go on a date with me? Maybe have a couple conversations. If you go in there every single day, I think you can build to it. And I would also just, you know, you always have to remember that the greeter's job is to be friendly to you. So don't get too ahead of yourself. So that's a good reason to start slowly. Make a friend. Just make a friend. That's a normal course of action. Make a buddy and then see what happens from there.
You think when he says I get a drink, he means like a Diet Pepsi or like there's like a bar at this Walmart?
I think he means like a Diet Pepsi, like a Gatorade. You know, Walmarts, they have the Pizza Huts. They have the coffee deli shop aisle in the front. Yeah. And then they have the drinks aisle.
It's not like a bar or anything.
I've never been to the Walmart in this person's town, but I don't think there is a bar there. No.
It's not a really... You don't know anyone at HQ that I could pitch that to, do you?
I know, isn't it the Walmans? Yeah. Sam Walman or something?
Oh, yeah, Walton, yeah.
Walton, okay. Yeah, I know him.
So you should sort of soft pitch Barmart or
Barmart.
Walbart.
Walbar.
Yeah.
That's not crazy.
Because people are already there. And if they're getting kind of like tipsy and going to buy like beach chairs or fucking Tupperwares,
they'll end up spending more.
Yeah, or Walmart, sweats.
If they're a little drunk, yeah.
So you can...
And then you could also, you know, in the storage part of the Walmart, you can have it be a hotel. You could basically make Walmart just the town. So there'll be pods to sleep in the back. There's food, there's drinks, there's games, there's play, there's toys, there's guns. And you have everything you could ever need in one place. Really, the Walmart should just expand its wall around the whole town. Yeah.
Right. Almost like, so there's a Walmart and then there's a wall even around the area around
your town is actually the mart now.
Exactly. So you think of the town as a Walmart with the Walmart as the whole of this bagel.
Precisely.
The Walmart is this big, the town is this big, and everything in between is also Walmart.
Exactly.
So it's almost like, you know how they made a city in Florida called Celebration Florida?
I didn't, but that's cool. Maybe. Yeah, what
like,
is it
I think
for?
Disney just like created a city. It's just like, let's just make a fucking city. Like schools, shops, whatever. We can do this. It's easy.
Why not? Yeah.
Walmart, Texas as a city in Texas. Mm-hmm.
And we would be the mayors because we thought of it. We could be co-mayors of a city. How cool is that?
That's actually not terrible because I do have a bunch of like thoughts regarding urban development that I wanted to pitch. And I don't know if that's like something I talked to the governor of California about or if all of Cali's sort of spoken for.
Right. Or if we could just get a new territory, a new mart to ourselves in Texas where we don't have to actually run because the whole town was our idea. Yeah. So we are
almost a high idea.
Yeah. The judge, jury, and executioner. I will be the sheriff. You will be the mayor. Yeah.
I want to be the judge, Judy, and executioner.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I'm
That's
sort
good
of
campaign
like,
slogan.
I'm fed up. I'm like, hurry up, please. But also I can give people the chair.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The lawn chair.
Yes. Actually, you know, a book on tape you recommended to me years ago is one I'm actually currently reading now about Oklahoma City.
Oh, Boomtown.
Yeah, Boomtown.
Yeah, great. It's a great, great book. Do you like it?
Yeah, so far so good. And I'm just getting to the part where they just sort of opened up Oklahoma. And it's like, all right, whoever wants to grab a parcel at noon today,
the Sooners.
Have at it.
Right.
Yeah.
And people like snuck in to get the best parcels.
Right. So we could do that, but in Texas.
Yeah. Are you reading or listening reading?
I'm reading.
Cool.
I resent a little bit the accusation.
I listened to it on a road trip.
Yeah. I was going to say you did listen to it. You didn't read it. You listened.
Yeah.
I'm reading it, not listening to it.
Several years after 4 years after I recommended it, you're reading it. I asked if you're listening to it because the author does the reading for it and he's really good. And it's, yeah.
That actually sounds kind of cool. I don't know why I got all wacky or defensive. Yeah. I just feel like
hot and bothered.
I feel like I'm being threatened as the mayor.
I want to be like running unopposed.
You wouldn't be doing this if you didn't also have the power/ jurisdiction.
As the sheriff. Yeah.
That's really
the mayor is going to be tried.
What about that for a pilot? So we just sort of take over a Walmart, turn it into an entire city. Me and you don't know anything about this shit. Mm-hmm. We're both 2,000 miles away from this town, and now we're the mayors of Walmart, Texas.
It's a really high concept.
There's so many questions. There's no precedent for this.
No. It was... Right, yeah. I mean,
how is this legal?
To be clear, I think it's a bad idea for a pilot.
Interesting.
That you and I create a town called Walmart, and we run it from not even being there. We run it remotely.
Yeah, we just sort of find ourselves on a road trip, and we get the idea of turning this entire thing into a town.
Right.
I don't even know how we go through the fucking red tape of building the wall.
I would not want to... I feel like even when we have a good idea and we pitch them as pilots, they don't get... Actually, so by that logic,
we flip
this idea
script.
Is just dumb enough, just bad enough
to get eight seasons on CBS.
It doesn't hold water to any follow-up question. Like, is there any precedent for this? No. Do you guys know the first thing about running a city? No. Have you ever been to Texas? A few times. We don't really know anything. Do you have, like, the legal right to use a Walmart as, like, part of the core part of your story?
What's the B story of the pilot?
We don't have a B story.
We don't have one. We don't even have an A story. I'm sheriff, and he's mayor of what? Of Walmart that we just decide as a town one day. What are you talking about? I don't know.
But like, I think this is, like, what Seinfeld did. They're just, like, it's a show about nothing.
Yeah.
And that worked out for them. So they'd have to, somebody would have to take a flyer on us because they really believe in ourselves as auteurs.
Right.
But we don't have like a precedent, you know, like we have nothing to show for ourselves beforehand.
We have no track record.
Right. It's not like we came from a popular writer's room, like a Friends or a How I Met Your Mother. Right. And now this is our long shot idea, but you got to.
I was a PA on House.
Were you? No.
I don't know. Just give me a TV show.
It can't be worse than what? What do you guys have on this fucking network? Bob Hart's Abishola? That's the number three show on television. Really? Shit.
Good God.
And how did that one
get
pitched?
It doesn't matter. Nothing does.
Well, that's a Chuck Lorre show. He sort of proved himself time and time again.
So all we need is Lorre.
We need a Lorre-style showrunner.
We need a Lorre to buy our story.
That's really good. And there's probably a chance Lorre is listening to this. Yeah. If you are, the show is called Walmart, Texas.
Yeah.
And Jake and I become the mayor and sheriff of a grocery store / town.
What don't you get, Mr. Lorre?
All right, let us know if you have an in with Lorre, if you have any more questions, if you have any more theme songs. The email address for all that information is ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Correct.
And we need more questions. We always need more questions. So if you find yourself in a sticky, icky, let us know.
Yes.
Dear Lincoln was the opening theme song. Soon it'll be Fade on Shuffle, but for now it's still Dear Lincoln.
That's right.
Thank you guys for listening to this as you do a podcast. Thank you guys maybe for watching this on our YouTube.
Yep.
And if you want more of me and Jake, we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/JA.
Ja!
We're watching Jake and Amir episodes, giving commentary, shedding light, insight.
That's correct.
Walking down memory lane. Yep. So you can check us out there as well. Here it is one more time. That DuckTales theme song. Boom, 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 boom.
Amir is kind of furry, he's a chipmunk. Jake is kind of flirty, he's such a hunk. I might give you advice, but it won't be right about you. Ooh. Every Monday's every least, and if I were you, then I'd qualify to really help you. The podcast don't cost money, and these dudes are kind of funny, so you should listen to If I Were You. Ooh. Every Monday's every least, and if I were you. Ooh. Listen to your stories and your fun tales. Ooh. You can sit and hear it too, if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.